This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time, as your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Thank you for taking the time. You're going to hear something I just preached on Sunday at Island Community Church. It's a new series on the Book of Revelation, and it's a real shocker when we get to the main point here of what God is, what the Holy Spirit is saying. And the main thing is the condition and the state of people, men, women, and children, when the Lord comes back. We're going to look at the reaction. That's what we're building up to in this sermon. This sermon's entitled, He's Coming in the Clouds. Prior to hearing that, just a couple of quick announcements. First of all, our midweek Bible study has been canceled at church because I'm spending all my time here raising up these funds here at the radio station, so there'll be no midweek Bible study this week. But Sunday morning, 10:30, we'd love to see you. We're in chapter 1 of the Book of Revelation. If you would love to study this book, if you're looking for a church home or don't have a church home, I invite you to come out Sunday morning at 10:30. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We'd love to see you. We're going to wrap up chapter 1. Then we're going to get into these letters to the seven churches. We'll take one each week and look at them. Here in the meantime, though, this is the first message in this series. Behold, He's coming in the clouds.
If you know the Word, the symbols aren't that difficult to understand. When they are hard to understand, an angel, we read, the angel says, behold, I have come to give you understanding. Not that difficult to understand. Lastly, and then we're done. Revelation does not go in order from chapters 1 to 22. But John shows us a vision or an event all the way through beginning to end. We see the end of the age in chapters 6, 7, 11, 13, 14, 19, 20, 21, and 22. So here's a little tidbit of information. When you see the end of the world in chapter 6, he ain't going in order. Simple enough, right? He sees the vision all the way through to the end. All right, that's it for my introduction. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. We do believe and we know your word is perfect and pure in its transmission. We ask for you, Lord. We pray your word back to you here this morning. You promise us a blessing today as we read, hear, and keep the things written in this book because the time is short. We know your word is true. Let God be true and every man a liar. Lead us and guide us. Speak to us today, each and every week. Speak to us the truth. Show us where we lack, what one thing we lack, so we can change and make it right. Reveal yourself to us. Bless us as you plan on blessing us as we spend time in this book of Revelation. We pray your best blessings upon us each and every week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to him to show his servants the things which must shortly come to pass or take place. And he sent it and he signified it by his angel to his servant John, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ to all things that he saw. Verse 3, blessed is he. Look at that. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and who keep the things which are written therein. For the time is near. Okay, number one, we're going through this outline too if you're following. Blessed is he who reads. But not just read, a lot of people just read. Atheists read. Scoffers read. Agnostics read. Naysayers read. You can't just read. You have to have, number two, ears to hear. Or it doesn't matter where you read. I don't know how many times Stephen Hawking read the Bible. If you can't hear it, all is lost. You got to have ears to hear. The atheist, scoffer, unbeliever, naysayer, and agnostics don't have ears to hear. They peruse the book of Revelation looking for discrepancies and loopholes. Listen to this verse, John 8:47. Jesus speaking, he that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. If you're not of God, you can't hear what I'm saying to you. He that is of God hears God's words. You therefore don't hear them, because you're not of God. So blessed is he who, number one, reads. Blessed is he who, number two, hears. Blessed is he who, number three, keeps. The word means to guard, like a sentinel guarding a prisoner. Blessed is he who keeps the words of this book for yourself and for all generations and from all evil people that want to confiscate it or silence it or change it. You see, you can read all you want, and you've got ears to hear, but how are you doing at keeping it? What do you do? What will you do when they knock on the door at your house and say, give it up? People are hard at work as we speak, trying to have your Bible confiscated. If you don't work at keeping this word the way I see it, you're no different than the one that doesn't have ears to hear. Meatloaf is wrong. That old singer that says 2 out of 3 ain't bad. 2 out of 3 ain't good enough. So that's keeping it on a national level in the world today. Like we talked about in Sunday school this morning, earnestly contending for the faith. There's also keeping this word on a personal level. That is, living by the book. My former neighbor, Dwight, had greener grass than I had. And I used to ask him why his grass was greener than mine. And he'd say to me, it's right living, son. That used to be his answer. Now his answer is, well, Darren's cutting my lawn now. That's why his grass was green. Well, he was cutting ours too. Blessed is he. And blessed is she who's living right. Blessed is he who's keeping the words of this book. Blessed is he who stands up for the word of God. Blessed is he who hungers and thirsts for righteousness. That's what Jesus says. Blessed is he who calls sin, sin. Blessed is he who repents daily. Blessed is he who tries to live right. Blessed is he that'll repent of the same sin twice or three times and understand that God is patient and long-suffering with you. He'll keep forgiving you time and time again. There's going to come a time where you're going to get over this. Let me encourage you, don't give up. Don't give up repenting about the same thing. And lastly, before we go home, Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, like we used to be way back in the day. Blessed is he that readeth and those that hear the words of this prophecy and that keep the things written therein. For the time is at hand. All right, next up he says, the time is at hand. Well, how is that? How can the time be at hand? What does he mean by that? Let me read it to you. It's found in the book of Acts chapter 1, verse 9. Acts chapter 1, verse 9. Actually, when they asked Jesus, wilt thou at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know the times and seasons the Father has put in his own power, but you will receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you will be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, to the uttermost parts of the earth. Now when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which was taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye saw him go up into heaven. That is what made this the last hour. That event right there. And that, once the Lord left here and returned to his rightful place, all of this world has been on high alert ever since. Ever since. His fingers on the trigger ever since that happened. That is what put this into the last hour. That is what enables the Apostle John to say in 1 John 2:18, little children, it is the last hour. Once he went up and they craned their necks looking up, that is what put this into the last hour. It's all the same day to him. Why bet your soul and guess wrong? What do we need, batteries? I said, why bet your soul and guess wrong? Read Matthew 24 and 25. Read what happens if you're not looking for him. He's coming a second time to all those that look for him. Is that you? What's the master going to find you doing when he comes back? John, to the seven churches which are in Asia. I'm in verse 4. Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, firstborn from the dead, and the rulers over the kings of the earth. To him who loved us, my Bible says, to him who loves.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.